Hi, GWA. So ToyBoy0069 wrote a story for me to read about, we talked a little about my interests, and the only condition is that I read it on the first go. I haven't seen it yet. I'm a little excited about it, so here goes. I'm gonna click on the link. The only thing I really know is that it is going to be from a male perspective, so I'm a little excited to try that. Okay, here we go. Ben had been having the sex of his life ever since he was dating Jenny. She was curvy, but in a good way. She had a normal waistline that flowed over her in hips that wouldn't quit. And on top of that, a pair of breasts. He couldn't describe them if he wanted to. Heavenly was the word he would use, but his friends thought he overreacted. And best of all, she wasn't afraid to be dominant in the bedroom. Now, Ben had always been more of a switch, leaning towards dominant himself. He hadn't told this to Jenny yet, though. He kept that a surprise. Several times, Jenny had asked him to take the reins during sex, even if it was only once, just to try it. And every time, Ben had refused, biding his time. And tonight was the perfect opportunity. Oh, I like where this is going. Jenny was feeling especially dominant tonight, and making that clear from the moment he walked in the door. "Well, well," she said, as he stepped into the bedroom. She was lying on the bed, wearing a tight black corset with red lace that fit perfectly around her hourglass figure. She had also decided to wear her high-heeled latex boots and gloves running up to her elbow, black latex panties, and her cat-like mask. Those were all good indicators of her dominant mood, but the biggest giveaway was the fact that her breasts were free and standing firm on top of her corset. The moment she started flaunting her perfect nipples, she knew she wanted full control. "Why don't you get undressed for me, pretty boy?" she purred, grabbing the riding crop laying next to her. Licking the leather tip, she looked him in the eye. "Give your mistress what she needs." Ben knew not to argue. Not yet, anyways. He answered with a quick, "Yes, mistress," and in a matter of seconds his clothes were lying in a pile at his feet. His mistress got up from the bed, running the leather tip of the riding crop over his bare skin as she circled around him. With an inspecting look, she gazed him up and down until she finally slapped him on the ass with the crop. Ben winced, but knew better than to make a sound. "Good little fuck toy," she whispered in his ear, running her tongue over his earlobe. He could feel himself getting rather hard by now, and Jenny didn't miss that either. "You like being a little fuck toy, don't you?" she whispered in his ear, running a gloved finger over the length of his shaft. "Why don't you go lie in the bed and lift your arms above your head?" Ben did all he could to suppress a smile. He had seen the cuffs hanging at the bedpost when he entered, and he was prepared. Weeks ago, he had lifted the spare key to those cuffs and kept it in his pocket. Right now, that key was palmed in his hand. Obediently, he shuffled over to the bed and held his hands, clasped together, ready for his mistress to cuff him. And now he waited. It was immediately clear to him that he wasn't supposed to be coming anytime soon. Jenny was in one of her delicious, teasing moods. She had straddled Ben, making sure her panties were barely touching his now fully erect cock, as she bent over him, making sure her breasts hovered in front of his face as she locked his hands together. At the moment the cuffs locked around his hands, Jenny was in full control. Or so she thought. She grabbed her breasts, squeezing them in front of his face. "I'm guessing you want some of these, don't you?" she teased him, holding her nipples just outside of his mouth's reach. When he tried to move toward them, she pulled them back. "No, no, no." She waved her perfect nipples at him. "You can't have these. You'd enjoy them too much." She moved back, further away. With an evil frown, she looked down at her slave's cock. "And I bet you'd like me to play with this thing, don't you?" She crinkled her nose as she flicked his dick with her finger, making Ben wince once again. He played his role and nodded. "Yes, mistress, I'd like that very much." But Jenny ignored his request. Instead, she turned around and reached for the closet behind her. I'm sorry, a little flustered. "Too bad," she said over her shoulder as she searched through one of the drawers. Ben took this chance. As Jenny's back was turned toward him, he moved the key in position and opened the cuffs holding him. Once he was free, he dropped the key behind the bed and held his hands in position. That's sneaky. By that time, Jenny had found what she was looking for. "I don't feel much like pleasing you right now." She waved the big purple vibrator she just grabbed in the air. "I feel like pleasing myself." She turned on the vibrator and ran it over her latex underwear, sending shivers through her spine. After a couple seconds of teasing herself, Jenny started edging down her panties, revealing her soaking wet pussy. She stepped out of the bed, never taking the vibrator away from her pussy, and let the panties fall down her legs. Once the panties were off, Jenny went to sit on her knees, straddling Ben's chest. With her pussy mere inches from his face, she slid the vibrator in deep, her juices dripping down on his chest by now. With slow moves, she started fucking her own pussy, moaning hard to goad her little sex toy. Every fiber in Ben's body wanted to make his move now, but he was sure to wait until the moment Jenny expected it the least. "You're awfully quiet tonight," Jenny moaned, sliding the vibrator as deep as possible. "If you're not using that mouth, I'll put it to some good use myself." Taking the vibrator out of her pussy, she ran it over her breasts, spreading her own sweet juices over those perfect breasts. And while Ben was mesmerized with the view, she moved her body, planting her pussy full on his mouth. With one hand, she grabbed his hair, pushing his face as hard into her pussy as she could. "Now eat my pussy, you little bitch." Ben started licking, pushing his tongue deep into her pussy first and circling her clit next. Then, out of nowhere, he made his move. As Jenny threw her head back in ecstasy, Ben moved his hands away from the bedpost, grabbing her perfect tits. He could hear Jenny's surprised gasp and kept moving, pushing her back and raising his upper body. Before she knew what was happening, she was laying on her back with Ben on top of her, pinning her hands down over her head. Jenny opened her mouth to protest, but Ben planted his lips around her nipple and squeezed it between his teeth. When she only gasped instead of protesting, he looked up. "It's time I take what I want." He yanked the mask from her face, revealing a mixture of slight fear, arousal, and defiance. He grabbed the cuffs she had used on him earlier and made it very clear that the roles were reversed now by cuffing her to the foot of the bed. Jenny, I'm sorry. Jenny gritted her teeth and yanked the chains, but to no avail. Ben was towering over her, his cock in his hand, and pointing straight at her mouth. "It's my turn now, bitch." He grabbed her hair and forced his cock down her throat, making her gag. Oh, how he had missed being in control like this, but all the waiting had been worth it. As his cock was deep in Jenny's throat, he reached back, sliding two fingers deep into her pussy. He could feel her moans and screams vibrating around his cock now. Keeping his fingers in her pussy, he pulled his cock back, leaving Jenny gasping for air. "You bastard," she finally managed. But the grin on her face made it clear she was angrier about him not doing this sooner than what was happening now. Ben just reached down and pinched both her nipples hard between his fingers. "I think you mean master," he said in a commanding tone. "Now say sorry." Jenny was still grinning, but the moment Ben's fingers clamped around her nipples, she bit her lip. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ben didn't let go of her nipples. On the contrary, he started slowly twisting them. I'm sorry, who? Jenny's eyes widened. Ouch. Ouch. I'm sorry, master. I'm sorry, master. Oh, I love this. With a grin, Ben released her nipples and patted her cheek. Good little slut. Now it was Ben straddling his slave, the roles completely reversed. Now for something I wanted to do ever since we met. Ben grinned as he placed his cock between Jenny's beautiful breasts. These slut tits are made for fucking. He squeezed them together and started thrusting. Suck the head a little like a good slut, he commanded. Still a little reluctant, but obviously enjoying this new side of her boyfriend, Jenny raised her head so that she could take the tip of Ben's cock into her mouth with every thrust. Ben had to use all of his self-control not to shoot his load right there all over her face and breasts. He reached down on the bed, grabbing the vibrator still lying there. As he thrust harder and into Jenny's tits, he started copying that motion with the vibrator in her pussy. If it wasn't clear that Jenny was enjoying this before, it became clear now. Only two pushes in her pussy made her throw her head back with a long drawn oh, fuck. Two pushes more made her whole body tighten up, sending her into a fit of uncontrollable orgasms. Once the first wave seemed to fade, Ben turned on the vibrator, drawing a tirade of screams, whimpers, and curses from Jenny's mouth, as a second orgasmic wave sent shivers down her body, leaving her trembling all over. Once the trembling subsided and Jenny had caught her breath, Ben decided that this wasn't enough. He placed himself on his knees between Jenny's legs, lifting her limp lower body. It looked like she wanted to protest, but was lacking the energy to do so right now. With one thrust, he slid his cock in her ass, leaving her wincing and cursing again. It didn't take Ben very long to reach his climax now, though. Grabbing Jenny's breasts, he thrusted a couple more times into her ass before his own orgasm came, making him shoot his cum deep inside of her. With a blissful smile on his face, he dropped down next to his girlfriend so they were face to face. He planted his lips on hers, officially ending the whole master-slave thing they were doing. She answered his kiss. When it finally broke, she grinned. I always knew you had it in you. With a smirk, he gave her a quick peck on the lips. Surprise!